Somebody has completed harvesting all out that he's going to harvest, and he put those out in a mat and a cleat, and with the olives are put in order to soften up in that cleat before they are pressed. But he in future plans on buying more zeithim. He doesn't harvest any more zeithim, but he's going to buy more zeithim, and he's going to put in that very same mat that contains the zeithim that he harvested, so he hasn't yet filled the mat. And we had in the previous mission that according to Rambam Gamliel and the Chachamim, if he plans on putting more zeithim in the matan, any liquid that comes out of the zeithim that are in the matan right now is not machshir the oichel, since you don't want the liquid to come out, so all the zeithim are in the matan. And this mission teaches us that even though you've harvested all the zeithim you're going to harvest and you put them in the matan, but since you plan on buying more zeithim and putting it in the same matan, any liquid that comes out of the zeithim that are in the matan right now will not be machshir the zeithim. Gomar melika. And even if he completed buying all the zeithim that he's going to buy and he put them all in the matzah, but he plans on borrowing zeithim from a friend and putting those zeithim in the same matzah, in such a case, the liquid that comes out of the zeithim that are in the matzah right now would not be matzah the zeithim, since you plan on getting more zeithim by borrowing some zeithim from a neighbor and putting it in the same matzah. Or you put some zeithim in the matzah, and you plan on putting more zeithim in the matzah, but you can't do it right now because you're in mourning, or you had a mitzvah, some kind of party, and therefore you don't have time right now to put zeithim in the matzah, or you had an ones, some other calamity that happened to you, so therefore right now you can't put any more zeithim in the matzah, but you plan on putting more zeithim in the matzah. The din is, afilu zavin or zavos mahalchen aleim tahorim. Even if zavin or zavos are walking on the zeithim that are in the matzah, the zeithim in the matzah are tar, and since you plan on putting more zeithim in the matzah, any liquid that comes out of the zeithim or in the matzah right now would not be matzah the oichel, so the oichel, the zeithim in the matzah cannot be mekabel tuma, so even if zavim or zavos walk on those zeithim are tar, since they do not have hechsher. Nafu alem maskim tamei. Ein tamei elamakom agon. If liquids that are tamei would fall on the zeithim in the matan. Such a case, those liquids would be machshir the zeithim and be matami them at the same time. As the mashkim that fell on them are tame. So therefore, not only are they machshir the zeithim, but they're also matami them. But the mission tells us that only the place that they touch would become tame. Only the zeithim that the mashkim fell on would become tame. But the other zeithim in the matan would not become tame, as the other zeithim do not have hechsher yet. So therefore, the maskin fan that fell onto some zeithim, those zeithim would be tar, but the other zeithim would be tar. Amayo hayotzi mehen tar, and the liquid that comes out of the zeithim and the matin are tar. And not only does the liquid that come out of the zeithim not machshir the zeithim, since you plan on putting more zeithim in the matin, but the liquid itself is also tar, that liquid is also not mekabel tuma. Just like the zeithim itself do not become tame, the mohel, the liquid that comes out of the zeithim, are tar. Once the malacha is completed, once all the olives have been put into the matan, the olives are now mukshar. Now that he has filled up the matan, the kli, in which he puts the olive before he presses the olives, any liquid that comes out of the olives now is nichale. He wants the olives to sweat in order to soften up, to make them easier to press, so therefore the liquid that comes out of them now is mukshar, would cause them to be mekabel tuma. Naflu alam mashkim tmeim. Hamarcho hayoyti mehem. Rabbi Yehuda mitarer. Bechacham mitamer. If after he completed putting all the olives in the matzah, liquid that are tamei would fall on some of the olives, the mohel that comes out of the olive, the liquid that comes out of the olive, Rabbi Leather is mitarer. Rabbi Leather said that liquid that comes out of the olives before the olives are pressed is not considered shemen. So therefore, it would not be mashed the olive. He argues with what we said before, that after all the olives have been put in the matzah, when the olives sweat, the liquid that comes out of them is mashed them. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that's not the case. The liquid that comes out of the olives before the olives are pressed is not considered shemen zayis, and therefore it's not one of the liquids that could be mashed the zayis. So therefore, even though mashkin tmeim have fallen on the olives would not become tamei, since the olives do not yet have heksher. While the chum are mitamei all of the olives, even though the mashkin tmeim fell on only some of the olives, according to the Chachamim, all the olives have now become tame. And all the olives are mukshar, according to the Chachamim, since, according to the Chachamim, the mohel, the liquid that comes out of the olives before they are pressed, is also considered shemen. So therefore, they're all mukshar and ready to be makabel tuma. So the maskin tmeim is mitame the olives. Even the olives that the moxie plant did not fall on become tame. And since the olives are sweating and they're all liquidy, the moxie plant gets mixed up with the mohel, with the liquid that's coming out of the olives, and it gets mixed up with the mohel and ends up touching all of the olives, so therefore all the olives has become tame from the moxie plant. Amar Rabbi Shimon, lo nechleku al mohel hayotze min azeisim, true talk. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama. And the Tanakhama says that according to the Chacham, when the olives sweat, even before they are pressed, that liquid is considered Shem and Zayis and would be Machshir the Zaysim. Rabbi Shimon argues, he says, that there is no Machokah between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham as far as the Mohel, the liquid that comes out of the Zaysim before they are pressed. That they both agree that that liquid is not considered Shem and Zayis and therefore is not Machshir the Zaysim and is not Mekabel Tumah. But on my Nechlaku, what are they arguing about? Al Hayotze Min Habor. So Rabbi Eliezer Mitayer V'Chacham Mitam. They're arguing in such a case that the olives were put in the boar. The boar is a pit which previously had held olive oil. And then you cleared out the olive oil from that pit and then put zeisim into that pit. After you take out the zeisim from that pit and there's some liquid on the bottom of the boar, Rabbi Eliezer is mitaher that liquid. While the chachamim are mitame. The chachamim hold that even though the mohel that comes out of the zeisim, the liquid that comes out of the zeisim before they are pressed, is not considered shemizayis. But since the zeisim were held in a boar which previously held shemizayis, the liquid that is found in the bottom of the pit after the zeisim is cleared out of that boar has to have at least a few drops of shemen mixed in with that liquid. And since there are some shemizayis mixed in with the liquid that is found in the bottom of the boar, all that liquid has a din of shemen. It would be machshir the zeisim, and so too would be mekabel tumah.